KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for this Tuesday, it's the second day of June for 2020. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the Motherlode and the Valley from 11 a.m. this morning through 8 p.m. on Thursday. Motherlode temperatures will range from 90 to 100 degrees. Valley temperatures will range from 96 to 104. The hottest days are expected to be Wednesday and Thursday. Take precautions. Drink plenty of fluids. Stay in an air-conditioned room. Stay out of the sun. And check up on relatives and neighbors. And remember, young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke can occur due to prolonged exposure to hot temperatures, including the general population. Now remember, the people most vulnerable include those who are spending lots of time outdoors, those without air conditioning, young children, the elderly, and those with chronic ailments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Remember, heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. Also, make sure that there is a bowl of cool, clear water for our four-legged furried friends to enjoy in your yard. Also, local rivers and streams are running fast and cold. Cold water safety should be practiced when on or near the water.
Well, Calaveras Sheriff Rick DeBasilio went on record yesterday condemning the incident, which led to the death of George Floyd, as inexcusable, and at the same time warned that looting and rioting will not be tolerated in Calaveras County. In an open letter undersigned by Calaveras Board Chair Marita Calloway, the sheriff wrote, quote, "As members and officials in our community, we are appalled by what happened to Mr. Floyd. To those profiled or mistreated because of their race, religion, or sexual preference, we are dedicated. This will not happen in Calaveras." Now, DeBasilio issued the warning then, saying, quote, "Blocking traffic, stealing property, and damaging someone's business will not be tolerated in Calaveras County. If any group starts to use this event as a reason to create new crimes, the sheriff department is going to arrest them, see they are prosecuted to the fullest extent." And in closing, the sheriff went on to say, quote, "While it is a challenging time to be in public safety and public service, we are deeply committed to assuring all people of Calaveras feel safe and secure." Now, while no protest or demonstrations have been planned or announced in Calaveras, law enforcement in Tuolumne has been put on alert for a planned demonstration tomorrow in Sonora.
And the Sutter Creek City Council, after much debate, has voted to move forward with a proposal to allow restaurant dining and other business activity on city sidewalks. The council has approved the sidewalk proposal as a measure intended to aid restaurants and other businesses that must now operate under social distancing requirements, such as only being able to operate at half their indoor capacity. The Sutter Creek Council has debated sidewalk business proposals in past years without coming to an agreement, and this change will only be in effect until the end of September or when the COVID-19 emergency is passed, whichever is sooner. The council also elected to start distributing money from the city's coronavirus relief fund. Some 31 businesses have applied for the forgivable loan offered, and a total of $16,000 has been raised both from private and city funds. The council directed staff to distribute the money raised so far, which amounts to a bit more than $500 per business. The council also directed city staff to move forward with a ballot measure to raise the city's transient occupancy tax, which is collected on hotels and other short-term rentals. The measure will appear on the November general election ballot.
Well, three separate marijuana cultivation search warrants turned up illegal weed and a cache of firearms. On May 26th and 28th, the Calaveras Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit served three search warrants for illegal marijuana cultivation in the areas of Railroad Flat and Angels Camp. On the 26th, at a resident off Ridge Road in Railroad Flat, deputies seized 421 growing marijuana plants and a small amount of processed marijuana. Then also on the 26th, deputies served an unrelated search warrant on a site off Independence Road in Railroad Flat. Deputies seized 454 growing marijuana plants. Then on the 28th, just 2 days later, a third unrelated search warrant served at a residence off Paint Road in rural Angels Camp. There, deputies seized 1,944 marijuana plants and evidence of a butane honey oil extraction operation. Additionally, deputies discovered processed marijuana, nearly a pound of concentrated marijuana extract, honey oil, and 31 firearms. Now, four of the firearms fit the legal description of being assault weapons, one handgun, later determined stolen. Now, all weapons and drugs were taken, booked into evidence. Evidence of a firearm manufacturing operation also discovered and seized from the location as well. Now, deputies located 11 AR-15-style rifles, which did not contain serial numbers, were not commercially manufactured. Additionally, 28 high-capacity magazines, over 5,000 rounds of ammunition, and a sword were seized. Now, two suspects arrested at the scene, John Manuel Cortez, booked into the Calaveras County Jail due to charges he was disqualified for release per the COVID-19 judicial order. Now, he is being held with bail set at $35,000. Now, Christopher Sanchez, booked into the Calaveras County Jail, released with a citation to appear in court. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations or cultivation sites to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
No Dandelion Days, no Amador County Fair, and now no 3rd of July fireworks show. Fear of community virus spread, liability, and regulating observers were the main concerns facing the Jackson Lions Club in canceling the annual fireworks show. In the era of COVID-19, community events are a public health hazard that comes with risks to organizers and participants. Typically, the annual display held at the Jackson Junior High Butte Bowl attracted several hundred at the field and others to congregate at Dieter Park, neighboring homes, and on public streets. This year, the only exception to continue an aerial display was if people remained physically distant by remaining in their vehicles, almost like a community drive-in theater with the sky as the screen. Now, limitations to parking, regulating, and opening our community to potential visitors outside of the county convinced almost all Lions board members to cancel the event. Board member Todd Reby said, "We don't want to be the club responsible for community spread of the virus," adding, "It would be impractical to expect law enforcement or Lions members to uphold public health and safety guidelines." However, while the community festivities are canceled, the Lions will again this year sell fireworks at Dieter Park, starting on the 28th, beginning at noon, and running through Independence Day.
Well, just after 3:30 yesterday afternoon, Jackson City, Ion Fire, Amador Fire, Cal Fire, Jackson Police, and Amador Sheriff Office all responded to reports of a commercial structure fire at Kit Carson Convalescent Hospital. Well, upon arrival, crews were alerted to reports of possible smoke in the east wing of the hospital. Crews did report a strong smell of something burning in the electrical room that permeated throughout the building. Well, the electrical systems were checked, as well as the entire facility, with no signs of fire or any smoke. The facility was released back to management, and an electrician will now be called in to check the entire electrical system. But until that time, electricity to the second building will remain off.
And more details have been released on Friday evening's structure fire in Amador Pines. Amador Sheriff's deputies, as well as Amador Fire Protection firefighters, were dispatched to the scene just before 5 p.m. When personnel were able to enter the dwelling, they located charred human remains. Deputies are working on identifying the remains as well as determining the source and cause of the fire. Investigators say no further information will be released until there will be the notification of next of kin. And that is a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday. It's the second day of June for 2020. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website, and that's kvgcradio.com.